We wish we could sail away, away from the dog days of summer, the hottest time of the year, meant for, well, meant for doing nothing, if you can help it. We called author John Katz to ask him about this. He's written a book called Dog Days. He says, get up in the cool early morning to grasp the original meaning of this phrase, dog days of summer. He says it dates back to the ancient Romans.
They noticed that Sirius, the dog star, rose with the sun from July 3rd to August 11th. Sirius, of course, is the brightest star in the sky. And so they assumed that because these two stars were together, they were in league to create what they call the days of great heat.
And Sirius was the dog, yeah.
Sirius was the dog star and the brightest star in the sky at this time of year. So I, of course, decided to test this theory. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, went roaring up the mountain behind above the farm with a couple of dogs. And it was amazing. I was mesmerized to see that this is true, that this incredibly bright star rises right with the sun during this period. And for me, the idea has become fusing the two.
I love the idea of the dog days being linked actually to the stars and then afterwards to the heat.
Especially in our country, which is sort of a hyperactive place. I, of course, live on a farm with animals, with cows and donkeys and sheep and dogs. And all of the animals, not just the dogs, share this particular interesting way of accepting the heat. They just all find a place to settle, usually in the shade, and they center down. And it's actually been very helpful to me because I think that's one of the things the animals have taught me a bit about how to do.
I was just thinking that is so much smarter from the way we act in cities and across our country where everyone is working.
Everyone is working and everyone is busy and everyone is worried and everyone is on the cell phones and everyone's on the, checking their email. Mm-hmm. This morning I left the farm and I saw the cows had settled down on the tree at the top of the hill. The donkeys were under the feeder. The sheep were in the pole barn. The dogs were all in the garden in their cool spots and nobody was moving. And I thought, they know how to do it. They have accepted it and have found a good way to deal with it.
John Katz, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
John Katz's most recent book is Dog Days, Dispatches from Bedlam Farm.